Good morning, everyone. I am Assemblywoman Kati Petrie-Norris. I represent California's 73rd Assembly District. Thank you all for joining us this morning as we announce AB 2924, which will end the practice of child marriage in the state of California. I want to say a big thank you to Unchained at Last and to all of our coalition members who fight tirelessly for these hidden victims. And I want to say a special thank you to the survivors of child marriage who are joining us today to share their stories. When I first learned that California has no minimum age for marriage, I was shocked. California is one of only four states in the country that has no minimum age for marriage. We like to think of California as leading the way, as being first. Well, this is a place where we are failing to lead. And this is a place where we are failing too many young girls. Because the evidence is clear. Child brides experience disproportionate rates of mental and physical abuse, sexual assault, and even murder at the hands of their partner. They're more likely to drop out of school, earn low wages, and live in poverty. Disturbingly, anti-trafficking groups across the country report that child marriage is increasingly being used as a front for child sex trafficking. And that's why the United States of America considers marriage under the age of 18 to be a human rights abuse. That is why the United States of America has joined 153 countries as part of a United Nations commitment to end the practice of child marriage across the world by 2030. And here's the thing, we don't need to wait till 2030. The time is now to end the practice of child marriage here in California. There is a national movement to end child marriage, and I'm so grateful to be joined by many of the leaders of that movement today. I would like to introduce Frady Reese, who's the founder and executive director of Unchained at Last, a survivor-led nonprofit organization dedicated to ending forced child marriage in the United States. Thank you, Frady.
Well, thank you, Assemblymember Kati Petrie-Norris, for leading this movement to end child marriage here in California. And thank you to the many legislators and allies here standing with us here today to make this important bill a reality. I am Frady Reese, and I am a Los Angeles native, and I am a survivor. I was forced as a teen to marry a stranger who turned out to be violent. And I was trapped for 15 years in an abusive forced marriage. I had no sexual or reproductive rights. I was forced to have unprotected sex with my husband and forced to have two children without my consent. I love my daughters, but I did not consent to having them. And when I finally managed to escape from my abusive forced marriage, my family retaliated by shunning me. They considered me dead. I am not dead, though. I rebuilt my life, and I founded Unchained at Last, a survivor-led nonprofit working, as you heard from Assemblymember Petrie-Norris, we're working across the U.S. to end forced and child marriage across the U.S., including here in California, through direct services and systems change. Now, here's an important fact. Marriage before age 18 or child marriage is legal here in California, and the effective marriage age here is zero. Zero. That puts us in line with only three other US states that don't specify any minimum marriage age: Mississippi, Oklahoma, and New Mexico. And around the world, it puts us in line with Iran and Yemen. This is unacceptable. And here is a fact. Child marriage undermines our statutory rape laws. Sex with a child is a crime unless the perpetrator first marries the child. We are giving child rapists a get out of jail free card every time we marry off a child. And here's a fact, child marriage creates what is called a Kafkaesque legal trap. That's what Nicholas Kristof calls it, for minors. Minors simply do not have the rights of adulthood, so they cannot easily escape from a forced marriage. They cannot easily protect themselves from being forced into marriage. They face overwhelming legal and practical barriers. An adult who is facing a forced marriage can open the front door and leave, but a minor who leaves home to escape an impending forced marriage is committing a status offense. They can be taken into police custody just for leaving home. They cannot get help from an advocate like us at Unchained because we could be charged criminally if we help a child to escape. They cannot get into a domestic violence shelter because such shelters routinely turn away unaccompanied minors. An adult in this terrifying situation might retain an attorney to help them figure out their options. That's nearly impossible for a child because contracts with children are voidable. They cannot easily retain an attorney if a retainer agreement is a worthless piece of paper. So we have created a nightmarish legal trap, and this is why the United Nations Office of the High Commissioner for Human Rights considers all marriage before age 18 to be forced marriage. This is unacceptable. And here's another fact. Marriage before age 18, as you heard, is recognized as a human rights abuse, and that is by the U.S. State Department. It is recognized by the United Nations as a harmful practice that is hindering gender equality. And yet right now, it is legal here in California. That is unacceptable. Our girls deserve better. And here's a fact. More than 8,000 minors every year are entered into marriage here in California, and almost all of them are girls married to adult men. This is based on census data. And in fact, we just got the census data for 2022 that shows the number has gone up. It's been going up every year. In 2022, it was over 9,000 minors whose lives are impacted by this human rights abuse that is right now legal in California. This is unacceptable. We need to do something now. So thank you again, Assemblymember Cotty Petrie-Norris and the other legislators here today for introducing AB 2924. Let's make the marriage age in California 18, no exceptions, because you know what? Girls matter. And I am now going to call up Assemblymember Gail Pellerin. So grateful to have you here and to have your support.
Thank you. Thank you so much for your amazing story. And I'm so sorry for everything you've gone through. It's my honor to be here. And I want to thank my colleague, Assemblymember Petrie-Norris, for introducing this very important bill. I am a former county clerk commissioner of civil marriage, and I find it very disturbing that somebody can come in and get married under the age of 18, but they can't register to vote. They can't go to a bar and get a drink. They cannot enlist in our armed forces. So this is absolutely necessary. And the stories we're hearing today from the survivors, thank you all so much for your courage, your bravery, and your boldness for being here today. And I look forward to seeing this bill become law. So thank you all for being here.
Thank you, Assemblymember Pellerin. So grateful for all of my colleagues for your partnership and leadership on this issue. We're also joined today by Assemblymember Chris Ward. Thank you so much for being here. And Assemblymember Tasha Berner Horvath. Thank you. Sorry. Assemblymember Tasha Berner, welcome.
Thank you. Thank you. Well, and on that note, I'm divorced, so I dropped the Horvath. But if you're a child bride, you cannot divorce before 18. We're trapping children in a cycle of poverty and human trafficking, as you've heard. So thank you, Cotty, Assemblymember Petrie-Norris, for leading on this issue. This has come up time and time again, and it's the data and the stories that you've heard are just appalling. We cannot allow marriage. I think I have a daughter who's 13 years old. I think about what would happen to her at 13 if she were to get married. Now, my daughter, I won't let that happen. But the state should not let our girls be able to get married and get trapped in the cycle of abuse and poverty. There's no excuse for it. It's time to end it. I don't know if, sometimes it's like, why do we even need to have some of these bills? Because it's so obvious. But we're going to have to fight for it. There are people who are going to fight against us. And that's why it's so important that you're all here. Thank you to our sponsors. Thank you to everybody who's brought this to our attention. And with that, I would like to introduce, I am introducing, Kate Yang. There we go.
Hi, everyone. Oh, sorry. Hi, my name is Kate Yang. I did write down my speech, so if you guys don't mind, I'm going to go ahead and read for you guys. My name is Kate Yang. I am from Fresno, California. I lived in Fresno, California from the time I was 2 years old until I was 11. When I turned 11, I was given less than a 24-hour notice to depart. I was told that I was being shipped off to Washington State to live with relatives to pay back a debt. I am Hmong American. I'm a mother, and I'm a child marriage survivor. At age 11, my parents moved me to Washington State to live with relatives. At the age of 12, I was given a child marriage. I was trafficked by my family for $6,000. From the start to end of my child marriage for 11 years, I was mentally, sexually, and physically abused on a daily basis by my husband. At age 14, I suffered a miscarriage due to beatings from my husband. At age 15, I gave birth to my first child. I was in labor for 21 hours. My husband and in-laws did not allow me to have any pain medication during my natural birth. At age 17, I gave birth to my second child. I was in labor for 6 hours. And again, my husband and in-laws did not allow me to have any pain medication. I had lost so much blood after the delivery that I had blacked out and fainted. And that was when the doctors had to intervene to save me. I was a prisoner in the only community that I knew, the Hmong community. The abuse was so bad that the thought of ending my life felt like it could be freedom at some point. At age 22, I started my first quarter at the University of Washington. They say that knowledge is power. The many things that the University of Washington has taught me is that I am good enough and that I am smart enough to save myself from my child marriage because there was no help. I realized in that moment that help was not coming and that I needed to find the courage to save myself. I had to at least try to do for my children. I found my voice for the first time after 11 years of abuse at age 23. I picked up the phone, I dialed 911 for the first time and escaped with my children. I am blessed to be here alive, blessed to be able to share my story with all of you. As a child marriage survivor, I'm here today to let the American people know that child marriage does exist in America. Please stand with us and help us end child marriage. Thank you.
Hi, everyone. My name is Sarah Tosny, and I'm here as a child marriage survivor. In 2024, most people can recognize that an adult marrying a child is wrong. Yet there's no minimum age in California that protects the minors from this abuse. At 15 years old, during a summer visit from my mom's house to see my dad in California, I was forced into a marriage with a stranger. My dad introduced me to a man one morning, and I was told that I would marry him that night. He was 28 years old, and I was 15. After a spiritual wedding ceremony, my dad handed me over to my rapist and left me in his care. That night, all my rights were taken from me, my reproductive rights, everything, my bodily autonomy, and my childhood. I was not allowed to go back to school or my mom's house. Instead, I was raped and impregnated because I had no reproductive rights or access to medical care. I was completely isolated at an age where all I had dreamed about was going to the Air Force and then to law school. I was instead forced into a marriage and motherhood with a stranger almost twice my age. 6 months later, I was legally married at the age of 16 and 6 months pregnant to my rapist. My abuser was able to continue abusing me for the following 7 years because of the significant barriers that I faced to be able to leave that marriage. As a minor, had I tried to go to a domestic violence shelter, I would have been turned away. Even if I had gone to a youth shelter, I would have been turned away because I had two children. As a minor, there are no protections for children being forced into marriages here in the state of California, and I'm here asking for the public support and thanking Cadi Petrie Norris for her work on this bill, and I hope that I will not have to come back here and share my story again. Thank you.
I just want to say a huge and heartfelt thank you to Kate, to Sarah, and of course to Freddie for your bravery, for sharing your stories, and for the work that you are now doing to ensure that California girls do not have to endure a nightmare like you did. Thank you. Thank you so much. As I said in my opening remarks, it is long past time for us to end child marriage in California. I want to thank everyone who's here today for your partnership, for your leadership. Together, we are going to pass AB 2924. Together, we are ending child marriage in California. Yes. Thanks, everyone. Now, we're happy to open it up if there's any questions, either for me or for any of our survivors before we wrap. Seeing none, thank you. And thank you again to all of the advocates for being here. Thank you.